Then you just get it with just the grits. Just want the grits.
Hello, and welcome to the Greater Dayton Podcast, where we cover news, facts, and upcoming events with some comedy. Today is Thursday, October the 2nd, 2025, and we're so happy you're tuning in today. I am Aaron Chamberlain, and sitting across from me, the man that... He's got a lot of decorations out for Halloween, and it's pretty snazzy. Jim Mios, how you doing?
Tired.
Tired?
Yes.
Is it from all the decorations?
I'm not sleeping, and yes, this is probably part of it.
How many hours so far?
Too many. I don't know. I mean, it's been 2 weeks. Isn't that a song? It's been something. Two? Yeah, 1 week since I did all this, and then something else, and.
So he spent at least 24 hours.
Yeah, it's a lot.
I'll probably put some pictures. I took some pictures while I was here. So cool. Well, I was going to ask you what you've been doing this week, but probably this.
Huh? Well, we got our big event for Huber Trunk or Treats Sunday.
Okay.
So it's at the Rose.
It's early.
Yeah. Well, it's for us. It's not really early because everybody else has stuff afterwards.
Oh.
So, but
it's like a Chinese New Year kind of thing.
Sort of, yeah. We kind of kick things off and our thing. And then they have like this map system here in Huber where you can drive around, and check out different houses, and they're playing a clue game.
Huh?
It's a murder mystery thing.
Oh, that's neat.
Yeah, if you go to the Huber Heights holiday traditions and you'll see everything on there.
Yeah.
But yeah, it starts pretty much information wise coming out I think tomorrow, and then official game starts on Monday. Awesome prizes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they're like scene 75. And
they get you like, it really gets, it seems like they're trying to, they get the adults involved.
They try. Yeah. And they get the community more involved basically. I know Fairborn has like a huge parade and a downtown festival. We have go check out your neighbor's house. So
yeah. Why go anywhere else? You know, you don't need to
spend your money here.
Yeah, right. Well, I didn't have too much this past weekend. I had a gig on Saturday, which was actually pretty fun. It was at the Mug and Jug in Springfield. It's actually not too bad of a location.
That root beer?
Something like that.
Yeah. Minus the root.
Yeah. And a beer. Yeah. Well, no, there's beer. Sunday, I went to Renfest. That was fun. Definitely a different experience now with them limiting how many people can go per day, the tickets and stuff. So the lines aren't terrible. Like you know, get your food in a reasonable time frame. You get your, you know, order your food and come back in an hour. Go watch a show.
Seen where this, I think, weekend, Saturday, might be sold out.
Probably.
So I'm not surprised, I guess.
Yeah.
The weather's going to be nice again.
Oh, yeah. Well,
till next week.
Yeah, right. Yeah, for me, Saturday, I'm going to do another gig. This is Oktoberfest. It was, it's going to be in Louisville. Louisville, KY.
Yep. Where they have jelly.
I hope they do. Kentucky jelly.
Right.
All right. Let's get into some news, shall we? All right. Let's talk about some Ohio news. We got some legislatures are advancing a bill that would give property taxpayers an estimated $1.7 billion credit over 3 years. The proposal is a response to soaring tax bills and the threat of ballot initiatives seeking to eliminate property taxes entirely. The credit would allow to apply to taxpayers in most Ohio school districts and would be calculated based on the difference between recent property value spikes and the rate of inflation. I don't know exactly what all that really means as far as applying to me, but something. They said something about giving credits, so credits. We don't want you to ever public credits.
No good here.
Just whacked my mic in my face. My tooth is gone.
No, oh, no.
The Cincinnati Reds have clinched the final National League wild card spot. No.
They're done.
They're done?
Yeah.
Well, I'm old news here.
Yeah, they're done. They lost both games.
Ah, dang.
They're like the Bengals.
I should have not even put this in here because I was like,
well, they tried.
Because they had a third game tonight, right?
There's a picture of like the Red Legs guy handing a beer to the Bengals guy. They're both like really sad.
Gosh. Oh, God.
It's going around the internet. You'll probably see it.
A new Ohio law requires age verification for websites with adult content took effect on Tuesday.
What's the loophole? Mom, what's your password?
To access the sites, users need to provide, I like how they say users, right, will now need to prove they are 18 or above, usually with an updated uploaded digital government ID or other identifying documents.
Right.
So it's just like, here's my birth certificate.
Here's a fake ID.
Right.
When were you born? Just past the date I need to be.
And there will be civil action law risks if websites don't comply.
It's always the website's fault.
Yeah, pretty much. To serve communities with limited food options, the food bank operates 14 monthly mobile pantries across Montgomery, Greene, and Preble counties?
Preble.
I thought it was Preble. These smaller localized distributions are designed to fill service gaps in areas that are lacking permanent food pantries. As the government shutdown threatens federal food assistance, the food bank is also urging public to advocate for programs like SNAP. In addition to seeking volunteers and donations, there's a full list of pantry locations on their website.
We've only got enough food for 30 days, I think is what they said.
Really? Yeah.
And the Air Force Museum's closed right now.
It is?
Yes. Can't go there.
I think I mentioned it in here somewhere, actually.
Something that's free that should be able to still get
it's
in.
It's not free now.
Yeah.
Can't take your library card today. Yeah, but he said that I could get it for free.
No planes for you, sir.
All right. Moving into Dayton. Dayton has approved $470,000 for a new violence interrupters program, which we talked about at one point, which aims to reduce violent crime. Based on public health model from Cure Violence Global, the program will use trained workers to mediate disputes and connect people with resources. Run in partnership with the Greater Dayton Area Hospital Association, the effort will initially target the North Main Street Corridor, a known hotspot for violent crime. Calzada's Kitchen, a family-run business, has taken over the operations of Culp Cafe at the Carillon Historical Park. They do brunch classics. They do avocado toast, you know, to get in the young people, and a loaded shrimp and grits bowl. And they keep the traditional pecans chicken salad.
Can you just get it with just the grits?
Maybe not. I want the loaded grits, no shrimp.
Yeah.
I want the shrimp, no grits.
Just want the grits.
As part of its payroll project, Dayton Daily News has used public records to create a searchable database for local public employee salaries. It includes employees from area cities, counties, townships, and public universities who earn at least $50,000. So if you're going to go snooping, they have a way for you. Looks like Submarine House on Brown Street is temporarily closed for renovations as the owner prepares to open as the brand sports bar concept in spring 2026 to reopen.
So you can't get any subs there right now?
I guess not.
Bummer.
A new nonprofit called Dayton Has Soul, S-O-L-E, is providing free and discounted shoes to young and working poor adults in the Dayton area. Founded by local podiatrist Dr. Jonathan White, the organization recently partnered with the Daybreak Youth Shelter and local running store Up and Running to give away 50 pairs of new, high-quality shoes to homeless and vulnerable young adults. This nonprofit was created to fill in the gap of service for an often-overlooked population relying on walking for transportation.
So they're just going to get them and sell them for stuff that they want.
You know, it's one of those things you do that your part, and it is.
I mean, I get it.
You can't
necessarily control what they're going to do. Yeah,
but you know, it can still impact them over time.
Right,
that can wear them down. Maybe I shouldn't sell these shoes. Maybe I should just wear them.
You should sell or just give them soul food while they're at it.
Yeah,
go with their soul shoes.
Let's do some soul music.
Right.
Hey, soul, you soul. Montgomery County is hosting its annual tire buyback event this Sunday, October 5th, from 9 a.m. to 1. The event will take place at the Solid Waste District's Transfer and Recycling Facility in Moraine. Hey, that's pretty close to my house. County residents will be required to show a proof of residency and can earn $2 per tire with a limit of 10. They don't take any oversized truck and farm tires. Imagine just rolling his big
monster truck tires in there. Yeah.
Just rolling it downhill. Here it comes.
That's actually something I don't have here. I don't have any extra tires laying around.
All right.
Just a federal, bunch of other drunk junk.
Yeah. A federal government shutdown is now into effect, if you haven't heard, leading furlough of thousands of employees at the Wright-Patt Air Force Base. An estimated 75% of civilian workers at the Air Force Material Command Headquarters and potentially nearly 10,000 people have been sent home without pay. The National Museum of the U.S. Air Force is closed. While military personnel remain on duty, their pay will be delayed. Essential services like medical center, VA hospital, and U.S. Postal Services are not affected. Boom. I'm sure we'll continue to hear more.
Yeah.
Just look out your window. Just look at the beautiful, you know, sky. Just don't even worry about it. Right now, don't even worry about it. It's not worth all the blood boiling back and forth. Unless it is for you. I don't know.
I don't do
political. That's my opinion.
Yeah.
You're entitled to your own opinion.
Right.
Just back there. No, I'm just kidding. Nine men from Southwest Ohio, including a substitute teacher and a former police officer, were arrested as part of a statewide human trafficking sting called Operation Next Door. Most of the men were charged with soliciting for alleged attempting to buy sex.
Was it next door or back door?
Stop it.
So the traffic actually has been lighter since the shutdown.
Really?
So I can get home a little faster because I don't have to deal with
You're stuck back on a federal.
Yeah. Back with the traffic.
Just stay shut down. It's like back in during COVID.
All right.
Essential workers.
Well, that's us.
Go 90 miles an hour. No one's really, no one's pulling you over either. That sting was led by the Miami Valley Human Trafficking Task Force as part of a larger effort that resulted in 135 arrests across Ohio. That's wild.
Yeah. How many teachers were there?
It was just the one. It was a substitute teacher.
Right. Did he there?
No.
Diddy didn't do it?
Diddy didn't do it. What's funny is our little dog is called Diddy. And so it's like, did he pee or did he poo? Not sure this time around.
Right.
He's a tiny dog. It's, you know, not, well, it is a difference.
Right.
Anyways, there's too many poop jokes here. After serving as the Dayton Art Institute director and president for 14 years, Michael Roediger will step down on October 31st. I think he said he's pursuing other ventures and stuff. Don't know him.
Yeah.
But I know the place.
What is he doing again?
He was the art director.
Art director.
The Dayton Art Institute director and president.
I kind of dozed off for a second.
I can tell. You're like, man, is this government going to
like,
shut down?
Oh, yeah. It was like, art
Did
what?
Did we move on? Are we still
what's,
talking
what's
about
art?
Beaver Creek. Looks like two Wright State University engineer professors, Natasha and Sean Benergy.
Blah, 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 blah.
Benergy, yeah, yeah. Have received a nearly $3 million grant for the National Science Foundation, and the research will focus on a new concept for recycling, exploring how workers at scrap metal plants could use intact parts from large items like old appliances to fabricate new products on site. The project aims to boost local manufacturing by training workers to use tools like AI, virtual reality, and robotics. Sorry, the AI really kind of threw me to a little tizzy there.
Sounds like you're against it.
Oh, AI, it's just, it's overhyped.
Right.
There's benefits and uses, don't get me wrong.
Gotcha.
Not for $3 million worth.
I've seen the movie.
iRobot?
Yeah.
Okay.
Artificial
intelligence.
Yeah.
Yeah. What was the A again?
Something. Android, something.
MC squared. In Centerville, the city of Centerville, they've completed the $273,000 infrastructure project on Hampton Road, improving safety, drainage, and walkability. It includes widening the road, adding curbs, catch basins, a new sidewalk, and connects two previously dead-end walkways, creating a path from Mag Sig Mills School to Activity Center Park. Don't know either one of
nope.
those. In Lebanon, construction has started on a new pickleball club at the Southwest Golf Ranch just outside Lebanon. We will include 6 indoor pickleball courts and 2 outdoor courts. The owner says, our vision is creating a welcoming destination that promotes health and community and a lifelong love of sports. Introducing pickleball to the golf ranch was a natural fit because that is the most common thing people want to play apparently now.
I guess.
So, anyway, let's add a pickleball. Now, you know, we'll get more,
indoor,
get more traffic.
Indoor, right?
Makes sense. six indoor and two outdoor.
Two outdoor. I mean, you got to have something to do in the winter.
Yeah, pretty much. Miamisburg has completed the $3.4 million overhaul of South Riverview Avenue, which is the first major infrastructure upgrade on the city in over 30 years. Project involved completely reconstructing and repaving the road between West Linden Avenue and Lower Miamisburg Road. Crews added sidewalks, curbs, storm drains, and a new water, yada, yada, yada. I mean, there's just road war going on everywhere.
That's
right
on,
so,
that's on Linden?
It says
Linden and Wayne?
No, where? It says West Linden Avenue and Lower Miamisburg Road. I didn't even know they
the
really
hell is
connected.
That?
I know where Linden is.
It's got to be different.
I know where both roads are, but I didn't know they really connected.
I didn't either. Maybe I'm thinking of a different Linden. That's the Linden I'm thinking is where Hasty Tasty is. I'm like, that's
definitely right by work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's in a different area. It's
got
to be.
It's a different Linden.
Yeah.
That's why it says West Linden.
Right.
Born and raised.
On the west side.
The city of Trotwood has issued a cease and desist order to the owners of Pleasant Wood Apartments on Denlinger Road, citing a zoning code violation. Officials say the property is not zoned for use as a multifamily apartment complex. However, officials have assured current residents they will not be displaced by the order, but the owners have been asked to stop signing any new leases while they appeal the order and communicate.
Yes, how many people do you plan to rent to? Well, there's me and my 12,000 neighbors and uncles.
And you.
Sorry, no more than two.
In West Carrollton.
I wonder who complained about that.
Somebody did.
Yeah.
Well, there was probably some...
old people.
There's something
it's always
going
the
on
old people.
One night.
Yeah,
like man, those rowdy.
There's too
people,
many in and out of people over here.
He's got 23. I saw 23 people go in there.
Yeah,
it only can only
they party till 4 a.m. Blah blah blah.
The music was so loud. They were saying pleasantries.
Yeah.
Vandalia
beer cans and stuff everywhere.
In Vandalia, Bunker's Sports Bar and Grill celebrates 30 years on Saturday. Woohoo.
Yeehaw, that's on 10-4.
There's a new Indian restaurant in Vandalia. It's called Curie and Grill Indian Restaurant, and they offer a lunch buffet.
Which kind of Indian?
The curry Indian.
Curry Indian, or is it Native American?
The first one.
Okay.
I presume. I don't.
It's going to smell like armpit.
I can't speak to the
word. That's what curry smells like.
Yeah?
Yeah, to me it does.
I enjoy it.
Yeah.
It's good.
You must like armpit.
Well, you know.
Right guard. Yeah, get some left guard to go with it.
West Carrollton Schools are developing a new strategic plan to guide the district's future and is asking for public input. As the first step, the district has launched a community-wide online survey for families, staff, and residents to provide feedback, with a final plan to be expected presented to the school board for approval on January 1st. Lastly, in Xenia, voters will decide on a new five-year 0.24% income tax levy on the November ballot, with all revenue dedicated to repairing and improving city streets. Woohoo! The tax would generate approximately $2 million annually and cost a resident with a $50,000 income an extra $120 per year. Officials say the funds are needed to address maintenance backlog, especially on neighborhood roads. If the levy fails, the city would have to divert funds from other services like public safety.
Yeah.
Or continue with its current limited road repairs.
Speed bumps everywhere.
Yeah.
AKA potholes.
But I remember Google Maps, or no, I think it was Waze. The way the AI or the computer voice is structured, she would say pothole. It was like, pothole on road ahead. It was like, that is not correct, but it got better over time, you know, as things do.
Bumpity bump.
All right, let's talk about some facts.
Ding. Oh, your bell's broke.
There's a book in the way. Sorry about that. I had to.
I've done three of these already.
I'm surprised you haven't had to go to the bathroom.
I'm not there. I'm not moving. I think
I'm on the way.
Yeah.
All right. On October 2nd, 1850, the first state fair was held in Hamilton County.
In Ohio? It's Ohio history,
that
right?
That is Ohio, yes. Yeah. I don't know what history I'm talking about. It
could have been an opera thing of Hamilton.
That's true. And it just happened.
The Broadway thing, you know? Hamilton. It just happened.
It was the state fair to celebrate agriculture and livestock.
I bet there was a lot of pigs there.
Possibly. It was the ideal site to hold a statewide fair. What was it?
Because Hamilton used to be a slaughterhouse.
Really?
Yeah. Hmm. That's why all the pigs have wings.
Interesting.
Yep. They used to be a big slaughter factory down there.
It's funny that you said that, because it says it right here. It was the ideal site to hold a statewide fair since much of the livestock raised in Ohio would end up in the slaughterhouse of Cincinnati. Nicknamed Porkopolis. I figured you'd get that one. The city was the nation's leading pork packing center. They should have said plant.
Right, yeah.
You missed it. pork packing plant. That's probably why they did it.
Triple P.
But, yeah. At the time, Cincinnati was the largest town in Ohio and the largest inland city in America. Slated to run in September 1849, the fair was delayed because of a cholera outbreak. A day wrecker there, maybe. Planners decided to try again the following year, but to hold it later in the season in hopes of avoiding spreading the disease. that sucks. The railroads offered half fare rates to exhibitors, and more than 25,000 people attended. General admission was 20 cents, but the exhibitor could buy a $1 badge for his whole family. No entertainment was staged at the fair. Exhibitors could take home a medal as much as $20 for winning entries. One $50 prize was awarded for the best essay on improving the soil.
Right. I bet that's where Charlotte's Web came from.
Probably. A few other facts.
Can you imagine what it smelled like? Because you know when you go by a pig farm, how bad it is.
It's not good. About where we work. Maybe it turned up a little bit, though.
Right, yeah.
We keep our things kind of under boxes and wrap.
Well, we got that plant next to us that spins the poo, so.
Oh, man. Oh, it's rough. Man, one day I was, I hit it sometimes when I'm headed down home towards Dayton, mm-hmm. downtown, and dude, something was rough. It didn't smell like, you know, it just smelled like mixture of trash with.
Well, that's the incinerator and the.
And just.
Water treatment over there.
It was rough. It was rough.
All right. Kill a coffee.
Exactly. they don't listen to this podcast. They're good.
Who's that?
Chilla Hoppy?
What about coffee?
Some famous people from Dayton. We got Martin Sheen, who's an accomplished actor of stage and screen. Martin Sheen! It actually says it in that order. Who was born Ramon Estevez, has been a prominent figure in Hollywood for decades. He is known for his roles in films like Apocalypse Now and The Departed, as well as his portrayal of President Josiah Bartlett in The West Wing.
Who has a son named Charlie? And Emilio.
Does he?
Yeah.
Is that the same one?
That's his kids. Charlie.
I
no.
figured.
Yeah.
I hope, anyway.
Yeah.
But I don't think they're from Dayton, though.
Had to come from somewhere, from a guy named Dayton.
In the Allison Dayton Janney. It's interesting. This person was also on The West Wing. I did not mean that to happen, but I just now saw it. A versatile and highly acclaimed actress, Allison has received numerous awards for her work in film, television, and theater. She is widely recognized for her role as C.J. Craig on West Wing, which she won four Primetime Emmy Awards. She also won awards for the film I, Tanya? I, Aaron. Basically, that's what the title was.
A.I.
A.I. Tanya.
I'm part pirate. Arr.
Arr. Did you see the hullabaloo out there with the AI actress, whatever her name was, Tilly Norwood or something?
No.
You should look it up.
Okay. On my list.
They, in a recent film festival, they released some, like, shorts of her.
Like her shorts? Or no. Her
film shorts.
Okay, gotcha.
It's a term, shorts.
Shorts.
You ever been to YouTube? You ever seen that little button that says shorts?
Yeah, sometimes.
You didn't imagine, like, just a bunch of shorts popping up on your screen. Woo, man, that's a weird...
That's a good idea.
It's a weird function to add to YouTube.
Look at these shorts. Got some Daisy Dukes.
Shorts.
Got some Larry Bird classics right here.
You see, we got some booty shorts. We have...
Cheeky shorts. Is that what those are?
Long shorts. Cargo shorts. Cut-off shorts.
Yep.
Zip-up shorts.
There's too many shorts. Short people.
Do you have any short jokes?
I do, actually. But we'll just keep it short right now.
Okay. Jonathan Winters, a legendary comedian and actor, was a master of improvisational comedy. Born in Dayton, his career spanned decades and included numerous television shows, films, and comedy albums. He was known for his vast array of characters and his ability to create comedy on the spot, influencing generations of comedians who followed. I'm sure there's sources for that part.
Is there a picture of him? That name sounds so familiar.
Let me see. Jonathan Winter. Is that his picture? That's him.
I feel like he was in...
It's not a very big picture, though.
Almost, he almost looks like Darth Vader.
I mean...
That guy he plays like when he gets unmasked. Oh, he's in Cannonball Run, I think, isn't he?
It's not giving me all the movies. There we go.
I've seen him in a lot of stuff before.
Cannonball.
Maybe I'm thinking of Don DeLuise. They look alike.
I don't see a Cannonball, but he had a lot of stuff.
Mork and Mindy.
Mork?
And Mindy. He was the baby that they had.
Nailed it.
Yeah, it just took me a minute.
I'm bad with names. I mean, I know who Dave Chappelle is.
Yeah, he was. He's from Yellow Springs. Okay, cool.
Like, I even know that.
Yeah, I'm like, okay, doesn't mean anything to me.
Bill Burr. I don't fucking know.
Larry Bird. What? I know that guy.
Oh man.
Ate at his restaurant before they closed.
Lastly, Kathy Guyswhite.
It's a horrible last name.
It's like disguise, but guys and W-I-T-E, white.
She should get married to somebody else.
Something like that. I'm jotting down something. Okay. Bell.
Ding.
Kathy, creator of the popular comic strip.
Kathy.
Then it says, Guyswhite was born in Dayton. Her comic strip ran for 34 years, humorously chronicled the life of a career-driven single woman and navigating the four basic guilt groups of food, love, mom, career. Kathy resonated with millions of readers for its relatability and witty take on everyday struggles. That's it.
Yeah, I feel like she was an office-based like worker type thing in the cartoon form.
It sounds like it.
Yeah.
But I can't say that I've read it before.
Right there. She's kind of like a Doria or Daria, however you say it.
Doria.
Yeah, it sounds like diarrhea, but whatever.
Doria. Are you talking about Finding Nemo? Doria?
No, the cartoon character Daria, I think is her name.
Yeah. All right, let's look at some days of the year. On Friday the 3rd, we have National Boyfriend Day. Sorry,
yeah,
I'm taken.
Yeah, not happening for me.
I'm taken.
I'm sorry. This hand's taken too. Oh, man. He was mine first.
Nothing like a visual a visual joke for audio listeners.
I'm going to be jealous of him.
It's You know what? Tomorrow is National No Sugar Day. I think you need to lay off the sugar there, buddy.
I'm not drinking a lot of sugar.
Hey, you've been dropping in pounds.
Yeah,
dude.
I mean, I guess I won't get no kisses either. No sugar.
No sugar, no kisses.
And don't be no sugar daddy over here.
You have any hugs? They have hug candy, too.
Yeah, they do, but that's got sugar in it.
It's a World Smile Day.
What if you have no teeth? It's going to look weird.
I have teeth. What if you have no teeth?
Right. And you're
bigger. You get some of the Dracula.
Be like, what's up, Spacey?
It's Mean Girls Day.
Yeah, there was like that one, the Jenny song. You ever seen that image that goes around?
Mm-hmm.
8675, and just get the guy smiling with three teeth.
Yeah.
He's got a 3-0 something.
It's great. Mean Girls Day.
That's a movie, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. I know some Mean Girls.
I don't remember watching that one.
We got College Radio Day, National Body Language Day. What does this mean?
It means...
Nope. It doesn't. Hey. Friday, tomorrow, it's Manufacturing Day.
Oh, yeah?
You need to somehow celebrate this.
I will let people know.
Hey, go to every room.
I'm going to go visit my good buddy that runs manufacturing and... Tell him it's Appreciation Day.
Yeah, it truly is.
Look it up.
It's also British Carrot Awareness.
If we have a pizza party.
We should.
They'll give it to us, right?
Yeah.
Because it's Manufacturing Celebration Day.
Yeah. We should.
It ain't going to happen.
British Carrot Awareness Day. Because that's what you need, right?
A carrot that's British.
And it's aware. It's woke. British, the woke carrot day. World Romance Scam Prevention Day.
I feel like there was a movie about that. Something to do with catfishing.
Probably, I guess. National Wide Awakes Day. Wakey Wakey Hospice PJ Day. What? It's also National Manufacturing Week starting tomorrow.
Cool.
You need to be
tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
All right. I'll let them know.
That's wild. All right. Let's go to Saturday.
What's Saturday? 10/4.
National
Good
Vol-
Buddy.
It's National. It is. National Good Buddy Day.
Yeah.
Did you know that?
Well, it's 10/4.
Oh.
Trucker
oh,
thing.
Duh. Duh. If they didn't have one.
Right.
Yeah. National Vodka Day. Cinnamon. Oh, it's Cinnamon Roll Day.
Cinnamon Roll.
Roll.
See me rolling. Cinnamon Roll.
It's also
like Tootsie Roll Day.
National Mead Day.
Mead, as in like the notebook stuff?
Mead, M-E-A-D Day.
Oh.
Alcohol.
Alcohol. Yeah, so no pen pals yet for you.
World Card Making, Frugal Fun Day, Ship in a Bottle Day.
I can poop in a bottle.
I may not.
Then throw it out and see if somebody gets it. Oh, this smells like crap.
Oh, my gosh. National Truckers Day.
Let's see. That's 10/4.
pretty much. Sunday.
10/5.
There's nothing that one. It's Global James Bond Day.
That has nothing to do with 007. It's 10/5, not 10/007.
But why is, yeah, why does it
That's
say?
Stupid. Make it make sense.
I'm trying. I'm looking.
Did something happen? Was it released that day or something?
I don't know.
Maybe 5 out of 10 people recommended it be that day?
I don't know. There's no answer.
Oh, well.
National Do Something Nice Day on Sunday.
Yeah, not going to happen. I'm always nice. It's Trunk or Treat in Huber Heights. I guess I'll be doing something nice.
It's also National Be Nice Day. Well, it's not just National Do Something Nice. It's also Be Nice. Change a Light Day while you're at it.
Change a Light Day?
Mm-hmm. Charge Your Car Day. National Military Podcast Day. Sorry.
You know, the world was supposed to end like just the other day, too.
I know. No, the rapture.
Yeah.
I think it was the rapture.
And then they said the aliens are coming in November. Did you hear that one?
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Is it, Zorp? Lord Zorp?
I have no idea.
You ever watch
I'm thinking
Parks
Mars,
and
Mars Attacks. Ack, ack. Ack, ack. We got to go get our yodeling music out just so they can kill them off.
It's International Day of No Prostitution.
Oh, man.
On this day only.
I won't be paying for it then.
I'm shaking my head, everyone. A National Above the Bus Day. World Communion
Up the
Sunday.
Bus.
Mm.
Some of these I've never heard of.
Yeah. National Apple Betty Day. You ever had that? You know what that is?
No.
It's warm spiced apple infused bliss. It's tasty. It's like a bread.
Yeah. I'm not a big bread guy.
National Get Funky Day.
That mean you can just like stop wearing deodorant? Because I mean, there's plenty of those already. We don't need more.
On Monday.
Hey, Mad Hatter. Look at that. I got a few crazy looking hats.
National Noodle Day.
I love
Sit nudes.
See, that's my downfall. I love noodles.
Yeah. It's your downfall?
It is.
It's also World Cerebral Palsy Day.
That's a different noodle.
I set you up so hard.
Yeah, yeah. I see. I see what you did there.
Oh, man. National Badger Day. Badger don't care. Honey Badger don't care.
That's a Wisconsin mascot.
National Transfer Money to Your Daughter Day. Someone just made that up.
Yeah, somebody needed money that day. That's what that's all about.
National Plus Size Appreciation Day.
Hey, Fat Day. That's me. We get 2 days out of the year.
They didn't put any men on there.
It's just all women, yeah. Oh, gee, I see. That's nice. We get Fat Tuesday. Now we got Fat Appreciation Day.
National Depression Screening Day.
Sorry, you're sad. Get a slap out of it.
Man. No, all right. Okay. Where are we going? Tuesday. National Inner Beauty. We got Taco Day.
On Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Yeah, they did something right for a change.
So does it change? So next year, Tuesday the 7th of October, or October 7th, it's not going to be on Tuesday.
It'll change. It'll be the 8th.
So these are like
you get eight tacos.
These are rolling calendar year days.
Pretty much. They look at things like, what's it going to be next time?
National Bath Day. And it's also Frappe Day.
I love a good Frappe from Starbucks.
Does it make you go to the bathtub afterwards?
I call it a Crappe.
Crappe for the Dabbe. National Propane Day. Now, I thought that said Team Margot Stem Cell and Bone Marrow Awareness Day. You Matter to Me Day.
Cotton Day. Just a cotton picking minute.
World Day for Decent Work. Man, these are not, there's nothing good.
Those are depressing.
Yeah.
Where's the fun ones?
Wednesday, National Curves Day. And again, there are no men on this picture.
Right there with the fat plus day from the other day.
Canadian Beer, National Emergency. Ooh, National Pierogi Day. Yes.
Pierogi, that's the
mashed potatoes.
Yeah, inside like a noodle type.
It could be meat, potatoes, cheese, yeah. Well, it could be different things. It could be octopus. World Octopus Day. Can you bring your teddy bear to work?
Is that on the 8th?
What, is that the 8th?
Yeah, that Octopus Day.
Yep.
Because that makes sense. It's got eight legs. Yeah. October. That's clever. See, that's I just caught that.
Smart.
Whoever did that was thinking outside the box day.
Bring your teddy bear to work.
You know, you get made fun of if you do that. I would not recommend it.
You should bring the one bear that I won't say his name because it's...
Oh, is it the... Yeah.
That one.
That one bear.
I know the name, but I'm not saying
it. Yeah,
name.
It starts...
You could just go grab that one and take it to work.
Yeah, I'd probably get in trouble if I grabbed that bear.
But I'm bringing it to work.
There's like a one in the hallway that I like to put my hat on every once in a while. I'm like, this turtle. What's a turtle I put that on?
Yeah.
Because it looks like it needs a hat.
Right. It's National Pet Obesity Awareness Day.
That's Garfield Day.
Yeah. We have a fat cat.
Fat cat.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's funny. My wife, she, when we go to the one convention, like she'll set up a little booth. And she named her username for her, like her profile and stuff. He Eats for Three. After our fat cat. Like right. He's like a 19-pound chonk.
Well, he fits right in with the plus-size women going on right there.
And the curves day.
there's a dirty joke in there, but I'm not going to touch it.
We don't need it. We got enough here. National Fluffernutter Day.
Oh. That's peanut butter, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
But I'd like that.
I think it's just a peanut butter sandwich with marshmallow.
The fluffy fluff.
Yeah. Cowboy Boot Day.
Where I've seen where they take a Reese cup, dip it in the fluff, then they put it over a fire.
Oh, yeah.
Then good. They squish it together with a hot s'mores thingy, whatever.
What?
Yeah, I can't have that.
What is this touch tag? Just tag? American Touch Tag Day.
Maybe it's like...
Is tag, it copyrighted? You can't
tag,
say
you're it.
Tag,
you're maybe it. Skin tag is offended by it? Something? I have no idea. You can't touch people.
Skin tags, trademarked touch tags. So no, you got to be touched.
No, that's ours.
Oh, my gosh. National Stop Bullying Day. Okay. All right. Well, Thursday. The ninth of Thursday. Curious events.
Come on, something fat.
International Beer and Pizza Day. There you go.
That'll make you fat.
You got your carbs. National Moldy Cheese Day. Okey-doke. All right. Scrubs Day.
Hey, hey, that's every day.
Hey, it works out. World Post.
Pandas? What the hell is that?
It's probably a disease or something. Pediatric acute onset neuropsychiatric syndrome.
A big word.
And then pandas is...
things you see at the zoo.
I'm not going to read all of that. Yeah, it is.
Kung Fu Panda.
But this is not the panda awareness you're thinking.
Bummer. No Jack Black in that one, is there?
No. National Ooh, sneakers.
Charge before going to bed. My watch just dinged.
Harry Potter Book Day, Fire Prevention Day. So do you pull the alarm? Or... all right, what weeks we got? Manufacturing, you mentioned plasma awareness, seed gathering season, baby loss awareness week.
That's sad.
Yeah. Truffle Days in Croatia, National Curry Week.
Curry along with curvy people.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
All right. No good ones. I mean, there's good ones, but...
National also Breast Cancer Awareness Month.
I thought that was...
October.
Is it really?
It's the whole month. You get your stuff checked out.
Also, John Lennon was born today.
Really?
Or not today. Next Thursday.
Next Thursday?
Yeah. It's also Bat Appreciation Month.
Like Batman?
No. Just regular bats.
Regular bats? Like it's, baseball bats?
It's AIDS
Any bat?
It's AIDS Awareness Month.
I'm aware that I don't have it.
National Pet CBD Month. Interesting. Okay.
If you're in a wheelchair, would that be like Rolaids?
I don't know about Rolaids, but that is a relief.
Right. Did you get it from Plop Plop Fizzin'?
There we go. All right, let's talk about some events.
Yay!
On Friday the 3rd, I'm going to talk about fairs and festivals and recurring events.
Don't have too many fairs because you can end with AIDS.
We have a couple shows at La Comedia, one Legally Blonde, the musical, and Alexander and the Terrible, Horrible, No Good, Very Bad Day.
Don't Looks go like see it.
There's multiple showings of all those two shows. Some festivals, Heritage of Flight Festival and Parade in New Carlisle, Minster Oktoberfest kicking off. A lot of these are multi-day. I'm not going to mention them more than once. And then we have the Windmill Farm Market Spooktacular Fall Festival in Springboro. Looks like a lot of corn mazes. We got Lost
That's
Land.
That's amazing.
Lost Land Corn Maze, Vandermark Farm and Lost Land Corn Maze, Calvin's Corny Maze at Young's Jersey Dairy, Tom's Maze.
Is Amazing Grace in there?
It is. Niederman Family Farm Corn Maze, The Amaze at Little Darby Creek, and Lucas Brothers Fall Fest. These are all amazeball. Cruising the Roadhouse at the Rip Rap, Newton's Fall Fair at Newton School Parking. At Newton School Parking Lot. It's in Pleasant Hill. It's at the school. Trivia with Trivia Shark in Miami Valley Sports Bar. The One with Goats and S'mores at the Grazing Ground of Vandalia. Is that goats and you're cooking s'mores? Probably. It's what it says, basically. The One with Goats and S'mores. It spells s'mores. And then Vintage Dancing Friday nights in Dayton. Saturday, let's see, the new things. We got Apple Butter Festival in Oxford. Ohio Renaissance Festival obviously going on. Spring Valley Potato Festival.
This weekend.
Spring Valley, yep. The Wagner Subaru Outdoor Experience in Dayton. Is that like a car ad show? Yeah, it's probably not. It's probably more. Waynesville Fall Fest is going on. Autumn on the Farm in Piqua. Centerville Fall Festival, Chocolate Festival in Dayton. Heisey Fall Festival in Waynesville. Is that the same festival? I don't know. Maybe Waynesville has like five festivals going on in random places.
It's like whatever they can bring in money with.
The Great Pumpkin Fest in Westchester. Trenton Fall Festival.
What day is that?
Saturday.
Great Pumpkin?
Yep. Westchester. Bunch of farmers markets, Yellow Springs, Shiloh, Green County, Oakwood, the Heights, Carlisle. Looks like the Lakota West Craft Show is going to be at the high school.
What kind of crafts?
Lots of crafts. Dayton Pagan Fest.
Witchcraft?
Maybe. At the Dayton Pagan Fest in Montgomery County Fairgrounds.
You think they're going to sell deviled eggs?
Possibly. That would be a good joke.
Yeah.
You should bring your salsa and rocks. see how many we can remember.
Like, I'll make a big pentagram and then some deviled eggs. Here I am.
Rocking a hole and a hole in the ground, a ground of hole. And it's like one of those kind of things. Global Roots, Dayton River Fest at Triangle Park, and then Co-op Fest in at the Yellow Cab. I don't know what Co-op Fest is, but.
That's where you cooperate.
Probably. Hopefully. Sunday. A lot of the same things I just mentioned.
And football.
Yep. Oktoberfest at Champaign County Historical Museum in Urbana. Sin City Reptile Show at the Holiday Inn in Westchester.
Hopefully none of them get loose.
Yeah, right. They're pretty cool. I've been once.
Yeah. Did you unleash your lizard?
Nope.
Did you show them your snake?
Nope.
Here's my python.
We got a hedgehog.
Right.
And a tortoise.
Something prickly.
We lost the tortoise. someone stole it.
Yeah.
It's pretty sad. I'm laughing, but it's actually pretty sad.
The one with the little flag on his back.
Yep. And the flag was still there, but he was not. Fall Fest Family Fun at the Troy First United Methodist Church. Hey, that's good. The alliteration there. I like it. Final Sunday at the Barrel House. Dayton Poetry Slam. Yellow Cab Tavern. And Sunday Funny Karaoke at the Barrel. On Monday, Motown Monday in Troy at the Mojo's Bar and Grill. Boot Camp Fitness Class, Riverscape. Free yoga, Riverscape.
Boot Camp fit in your ass. That's what you said.
Fitness.
Right. Fitness in your ass.
Beginner square dance lessons at Michael's. What's wrong with you, Jamie?
I'm getting tired.
What are you we are recording this a little bit later than normal. Probably not a good idea.
Yeah, it's funner that way.
Monday night laughs at the Oregon Express. Tuesday, moving down the list. Free yoga in Tip City. Happy Hour Tuesday at Mojo's Bar and Grill. Why am I putting that on there? I don't know. It's whatever. Cook and Handle, Trivia Night, Yellow Cab, Karaoke. Euchre Tournament, Star City Brewing. Trivia Tuesdays at the DBC. Karaoke Night at the Barrel House. 7, and on the 8th, as my mic falls down.
Oh, no.
We have Fairborn Market, Miamisburg Market, Wingtastic Wednesday in Troy. Looks like, I don't know if I mentioned, but the Bradford Pumpkin Show is kicking off.
That's the Bradford one where they throw confetti at you, I think.
Maybe.
Maybe that's, I'm thinking of Circleville. I don't know.
Boot Camp and Swerk Fitness Class at the Riverscape. Trivia Night, Ale-matic, Puzzle Feud, DBC, Open Mic at the Leaf and Vine. And then Thursday, Top Shelf Thursday in Troy. I got Mojo's Bar needs to get off my list here because he somehow got all of his ad placements here. Free bingo at Piqua Center, Piqua Farmers Market, and Lebanon Farmers Market, Inglewood Farmers Market. Music Trivia at Riverscape. Karaoke Thursdays at the DBC, Open Mic at the Dunaways, Open Mic at the Barrel House, Fun Trivia at Bach Family Brewing, Woodland Historic Lantern Tours at the Woodland Cemetery and Arboretum, and Music Bingo at the Trolley Step.
Be fun to dress like something scary just to go scare people.
It's funny.
A werewolf, maybe. Vampire. Anything.
Anything.
Yeah.
Anything. I'm adding an additional category. This is going to be like holiday events kind of around this time. So I'm just going to do those real quick. Looks like Thursday, a lot of these are just they're just going on all the time. So Fall on the Farm at the Crossway Farms.
Or you can fall at my house.
And it's free.
You'd be tripping.
I can see you next fall.
Yay, it's fall.
Halloween camp out at Kaiser Lake. Looks like it's all weekend. Halloween weekends at the Natural Spring Resorts. There's a haunted corn maze in Ansonia.
Oh, shucks.
The Haunted Garage in Tip City. And then Haunted Wagon Rides and Scary Stories at Young's Jersey Dairy. And then Haunted Castle of Carnage and Trail at the Riverside Jaycees. Let's see if there's anything different ones. Sunday, looks like Sunday we have Huber Haunts Ohio Trunk and Treat.
That's where I'll be.
Rose Music Center.
Yeah,
is that where you're going
to
be?
Free, yep.
Free.
Get your candy there.
Get free.
That way you can hand out what you don't want for Halloween.
There you go. Right.
That's what I tell people.
Yeah.
It works.
And then the only other thing, let's see, 2-9. Looks like on Wednesday the 8th, Downtown Ghost Tour in Sydney for 2 days. So if you're interested in that.
What time does that start?
Don't know if it has a time. It doesn't have a time. Just look it up.
Okay.
Google's your friend here, guys. Google's your friend.
I guess
I'm just kind of buying the ticket. You just got to get on the train,
right?
You know,
yeah. Do your homework.
All right, gonna finish up this list so we can close this sucker out.
Okay, we're closing it down
on Friday.
Closing time.
There's some music and miscellaneous. We got the fall camp out of Buck Creek, Dayton Fancy Feathers Club Poultry Show at Dark County Fairgrounds.
You dress like a drag queen, feathers.
Sure. Now peacock around. You whiff. Fall rummage sale.
Yeah.
Intro.
That sounds pretty stinky.
Yeah. You know, you find some good stuff.
Not if I show up.
You just throw it in the wash. Yellow Springs Film Festival. Cruise in in Milton, West Milton. Scott Huchins at Old Wason Winery. Tommy John at 21 Barrels. Corey Beth at the Dunaways. Catherine Wilder at Bach Family Brewing. The Marthas at Rubble Seat Wine. Film. The Wizard of Oz at Troy Hainer Cultural Center. John Christ at Victoria Theater. Ben and Pete at James on the Main. With Friends, Four Friends at the Schuster. Gary Owen at the Funny Bone. Half-Life at the Barrel. Jukebox Apocalypse at the Phone Booth Lounge. Sad Box and More at the Hidden Gym. That's a good band name. Sad Box.
At the Hidden Gym.
I got a joke. I can tell you later. I guess. The Orchestra, former members of ELO at the Taft Theater. And then Cody Garrett at Good Time Charlie's. Oh, and Jeremiah Throwbridge at the Courtyard Lounge.
Dun, dun, Jeremiah was.
There's a lot of stuff on Friday. And on Saturday. I mentioned that.
Next week?
That.
Next Saturday?
No.
This Saturday.
This Saturday. Yeah, because I did... I'm going through the...
Right, yeah. I'm tired. Don't mind me.
Champaign County Flea Market going on Saturday. Two races, Alex Ritchie 5K Color Run in Dayton and Pumpkin Spice 5K. You just run around a corner. He's like, here's your Pumpkin Spice latte. No, I wanted one with no cream on mine.
Yeah.
Okay. Citywide Garage Sale in West Carrollton. The Great Ohio Toy Show, Green County Fairgrounds in Xenia. Plein Air Event in Sip City. Saturday Morning Run with Gym City Stride, Riverscape. October Fish in Little Fish Brewing Company in Dayton. Probably a Toper Fest, but it's fishy. Car Show in Tip City, Yellow Springs Film Festival. I think I mentioned that. It's probably multi-day.
Yeah.
October Halloween Market in downtown Dayton. Middletown Bourbon and Beer Festival in Middletown. Bunker's 30th Anniversary Party in Vandalia. I mentioned them earlier. Flavors of Fall at the Sunwatch Indian Village Archaeological Park in Dayton. Night at the Rodeo in Miami County Fairgrounds.
Now, is that a government place? Because it would be shut down.
I don't know. Maybe.
Better do your homework before you go.
Sean Cadillac McSwain, 21 Barrels. Amanda Livingston, Old Mason Winery. Steak Fry and Karaoke in Tip City, VFW. Gary Owen at the Funny Bone. Judas Priest and Alice Cooper, River Bend Music Center. Sarah the Ukulele Denny at Bach Family Brewing. Sorry, I'm laughing at your name. maybe it's like Ukulele Denny. That's probably what it is. Soul Express. Dunaways, the Four Horsemen, Metallica tribute at the Bogarts in Cincy. Autumn Moonlight Sipping and Stroll at Indian Creek Distillery. Mark Schulp at James on the Main. With Friends, Four Friends again at the Schuster. Sydney Haunted Woods, whatever that is, it's in Sydney. AJ Steely Dan tribute at the Hidden Gym. Better Anyway EP anniversary at Jelly Cub Cap. Woo. It's getting late for me too.
Yeah.
Blackwater Voodoo at the Phone Booth Lounge. Bob Browning in Double Barrel at the Barrel.
Double Barrel. That's
at the Barrel.
That's a female joke.
Yeah, it's probably.
It is.
Stargazing at John Bryant. Third annual Jimmy Buffett tribute concert at the Wandering Griffin. Right Turn Clyde Band at Good Time. Charlie Sarah Horseman at Brick Tap and Tavern. Jebenezer Law at the Courtyard Lounge. Gary Owen at the Funny Bone. getting almost through here. I'm almost done. There's not a ton of stuff left. On Sunday, brunch in Tip City at the VFW, Blind Rage Benefit at Yellow Cab, Jimmy Leach Jazz Tet at the Hidden Gym, Octet Jazz Series, Kelly Campbell and Friends at the Holy Grounds. That's W-H-O-L-L-Y,
right.
Holy Ground. The Music of ABBA, Ludlow Garage. I know what that is. Dayton Poetry Slam, Yellow Cab. Ben Folds, Schuster Center, Fireworks in New Carlisle. You like fireworks? Go see fireworks.
In New Carlisle.
Monday, John Middick Colored Pencils Exhibit. Why is this on here? Oh, God. Hainer Mansion in Troy.
What do you collect, pencils? I'm your number two man. Makes me the poo.
Let's not get into colors here. These are colored pencils.
I can imagine.
We don't want to see the different colors. Free yoga at Tip City Butterfly Walk. I'm not coming back from this guy. I'm sorry. Gay pop skate. Big one. Oh, man. Rose Hill.
What color is your pencil? He can't Hill get through it.
I still have three more days to go. Dogs.
Arboretum, they're going to have butterflies, right? It's close enough. They're not going to have pencils, though.
This is a tram tours. All right.
Sure it is.
On Wednesday, America's River Roots Festival in Cincinnati. Live music with Danny Boris at the Whispery Speakeasy. Trivia night at Ailmatic. Karaoke night at the Brick Tap and Tavern. And then lastly, on Thursday, still John's Color Pencils exhibit. But America's River Festival still going on. Trivia and Vandalia, and then Candlelight Tribute to Green and the Beatles, as well as Candlelight Neo's Soul Favorites. So two different shows. Those are the violin players that have a bunch of candles, you know, and they do all these cool
things. I'm just thinking of going to this pencil exhibit and showing up for an autograph. Can you sign this in that color and that?
What's another way to, like, I don't know, make like show up with pins?
Yeah.
And you're like, ha! Ah, I got it wrong.
Yeah, wrong Jill.
Or you show up with just regular pencils. Oh, these have to be colored pencils.
You remember the ones in school when you first started out? They were like this big and round.
Yeah.
And they're like, you couldn't sharpen them on anything. Yeah. There's a guy over here whittling with it.
Here. Give me a minute, I'll get you.
I got it.
All right. Well, let's put a cap on this thing. We're running late. Well, we want to thank everyone for tuning in today. It's getting late for us, but, you know, it's probably getting late for you too. So, have a good one.
Later.
No, actually, we are a value for value for podcast, and, you know, we don't force you to subscribe to anything.
We like listeners.
Feel free to drop us a comment, send us an email. You know, if you want to donate anything, we'll take that too. Cover any
just no number
costs.
Two pencils.
No number
or
two
pencils. Color pencils at that.
Unless they're, like, you know, antiques and I can sell them for
right. I can sell them to that guy.
There you go.
Yeah.
Nailed it.
Make some money.
Jamie, that was a good one. See you next time.
Okay, thank you.
Take care.
Bye.
Bye.